The central bank's warning that the coronavirus crisis is likely to blow a 22 billion euro hole in the state's finances and could result in 500,000 people losing their jobs generates the lead stories in today's Irish Times, Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror. Unemployment could hit 25% by summer is the lead headline in the Examiner. While the Mirror's lead headline, We'll Roar Back, paraphrases the Taoiseach's assertion yesterday that he hopes that the economy can come roaring back to life after the pandemic. Nursing home shock, 70 staff and 19 patients in one cluster. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which references comments made by Fianna Fáil TD Stephen Donnelly yesterday, detailing how there have been four deaths in one particular nursing home. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that Northern Ireland has not received any personal protective equipment for healthcare workers from a batch of 400 million items that was to be distributed across Britain or from the batch that has arrived from China to the Republic. The Irish News leads with a follow-up to a lead story carried by the paper earlier this week, generated by comments made by the Bishop of Derry, Donal McKeown, who said that he believes that allowing people to have access to churches is at least as important as having access to off-licences. We're told that Northern Ireland First Minister Arlene Foster has since telephoned Bishop McKeown and assured him that the policy will be reviewed on the 18th of April. The Irish Daily Star leads today with the experience of 82-year-old Paddy Joe Lynch from Boyle County, Roscommon, who's been given the all clear after he contracted COVID-19. After spending 2 weeks in Sligo University Hospital, he was discharged and allowed home this week. Most of today's papers cover the angry exchanges which took place during yesterday's Dáil sitting. In her Dáil sketch in today's Times, under the headline, "This isn't Hungary, but Boyd Barrett has us worried," Miriam Lord gives her perspective on what she describes as the government's unsatisfactory handling of the proceedings. She also describes how journalists were left fuming following a press briefing with the Minister for Finance, where disgracefully, she writes, they were told to submit written questions instead of asking them themselves. This doesn't even happen in the White House, she writes. There's a nice picture in today's Examiner of Margaret Neenan from Abbey Dorney, County Kerry, who celebrated her 100th birthday yesterday, waving at family members through the back door of her house. Back in today's Times, meanwhile, Dermot Ferriter writes about how the recent death of his father-in-law, Tom Marr, during this pandemic, robbed those who loved him of the power to gather and hold each other in grief. The Examiner reports on how staff at Cork University Maternity Hospital are uploading pictures and videos of babies staying in the hospital for their parents who aren't able to visit them. The Independent has a piece today about Louth-based company RD Coach Trim, which usually makes fabric for buses, but is currently producing 800 sets of scrubs for nurses, which it is going to provide free of charge. And finally, John Fitzgerald's piece in today's Times provides some glimmer of economic optimism. Under the headline, "Quick recovery from virus crisis is possible," he outlines how during the last financial crisis, our government borrowed 120 billion euro between 2007 and 2014. While the COVID-19 economic crisis will be much sharper, he writes, hopefully it won't last as long and government borrowing could end up being a quarter of what it was in the last crisis. He also cites other studies which suggest that the initial economic impact of the crisis on Ireland will be the least severe of all OECD countries. This, we're told, is largely attributed to the fact that the production of pharmaceuticals, medical devices and IT services, which we specialise in, will be little disrupted by the crisis and that demand for Irish food products is also expected to stabilise in the recovery.